This subunit continues to introduce common sets of controlled vocabularies. The fact that it takes two subunits to cover just the top few controlled terminology sets gives an indication of how complex and confused the issue of what terminology to use is. It is important to remember that much of what we hope to accomplish in terms of using HIT to enable a network of seamless care depends on resolving these issues. No one set is enough. Mapping between sets results in a loss of information. So we will continue our discussion of the controlled terminologies. The roots of SNOMED go back to 1928. It evolved into SNOP or SNOP in 1965 under the efforts of the College of American Pathology. In 2007, the International Healthcare Terminology SDO was formed. IHT SDO acquires, owns, and administers the rights to SNOMED, CT, and other health terminologies and related standards. SNOMED CT is the current version and is a semantic network with definitions. SNOMED CT, for clinical terms, is considered to be possibly the most comprehensive multilingual clinical health terminology in the world. IHT SDO has issued affiliate licenses to 5,000 individuals and organizations in the world. It's the closest to a universal language there is, and yet it still falls short of adequate clinical representation. The U.S. originally paid $37.5 million for SNOMED licenses. As a result of that, SNOMED CT is now available without charge to any citizen in the United States. The current dues for the U.S. are still in the millions of dollar range. The SNOMED CT components includes concept, the basic unit of meaning designated by a unique code, a unique name, and description, including a preferred term and synonyms. Descriptions, which are terms or names assigned to the concept. Hierarchies, there are 19 higher level hierarchies, and each has sub-hierarchies. And relationships, these are linked concepts either within a hierarchy or across hierarchy, and then there are subsets of these groupings. We'll look at some examples that represent these components. This example illustrates the hierarchical relationships of SNOMED. Post-coordinated means that it's defined after the fact. In this example, the coating of a severe burn between the fourth and fifth toes of the left foot is generated by the data combining terms from different axes. A pre-coordinated term is one that exists already as part of the coded set. SNOMED can be very powerful. However, one of the problems with SNOMED is that a specific data entry can be coded in multiple ways, making queries a challenge. SNOMED CT is a semantic network. This figure illustrates semantic relationships possible with SNOMED. Most of these semantic relationships are indicated by an is-a link. Knowledge can be embedded in SNOMED through these links. This representation provides a significant power to queries by any of these relationships. These are the SNOMED axes. Each of the axes is represented by a letter that is the first element of a particular code. The axes include findings, procedures, body structures or anatomy, morphology, organisms, substances, physical agents, occupations, social context, general and other. These axes provide the vectors for the semantic network. And so a composite code can be represented by zero or multiple codes across each of these axes. SNOMED can then be very specific and very detailed. Again, queries may be a problem with this structure. Here is an example that illustrates the semantic relationships coding of SNOMED using some of the axes. The highest level code is structured across the multiple axes of SNOMED, and you can see where it's using the disease, morphology, and topography axes. Medicine is available at no cost. However, medicine itself includes, in addition to the terminology, a knowledge-based linkage for which there is a charge. Medicine is used by the Department of Defense. It is perhaps the most comprehensive vocabulary for signs and symptoms. Signs and symptoms, or history and physical findings, are usually the last data category to be structured in coding. I think the reason for this is because in most cases, the source of this data is the physicians. ICPC is very popular for use in primary care settings throughout the world, except it has little use in the United States. It is based on the ICD codes. It's been translated into 19 languages and is included in the Unified Medical Language System. The reason the code is not used in the United States is probably because it's based on body system. The same diseases are actually coded differently depending on which body system is involved. For example, an ICPC code related to the circulatory system would start with a K, and for the respiratory system, the code would start with an R, and then the specific item that's being coded would be numeric. For example, heart pain is coded as K21, respiratory pain is coded as R21, and chest pain, which is not specific to any organ, is coded as A21, a general category. MEDRA is a coding system coming largely out of the pharmacy regulatory agencies. MEDRA is developed by ICH. It's owned by the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers and Associations. It is free for regulators but costs for industry. MEDRA is one of the few coding systems used for adverse events, mostly for documenting medication errors. Unfortunately, it is not complete for adverse events. It has been translated into 9 languages. MEDRA is a unique 8-digit number with new terms being coded sequentially. Note in the example the difference in spelling and the fact that a different code is assigned to the two spellings. While this accommodates the different spellings, these different codes creates a challenge to queries. The LLT indicator means lower level term, and in contrast to an HLT, which is a higher level term. So there is an implied hierarchy. One could truthfully say there are a lot of nursing terminologies. The popular nursing terminologies are the North American Nursing Diagnosis Association, or NANDA taxonomy, the Clinical Care Classification, the Patient Care Data Set, the Omaha System, the AORN Perioperative Data Set, the International Classification of Nursing Practice, the Nursing Interventions Classification, or NIC, and the Nursing Outcomes Classification, or NOC. Nursing codes are used to define nursing care and are broken into four categories. There is a nursing terminology that has its primary use for each of these categories. For diagnosis and judgments, NANDA is the primary used terminology, and an example of the type of terms that are included in this terminology would be ineffective individual coping. Interventions, primary responsibility of the Omaha terminology set, and an example of interventions would be caregiving or parenting. Outcomes is associated with NOC. An example would be family functioning. And goals are associated with PCDS, and an example would be patient moods will stabilize. This table shows the overlaps across the various concepts among the different nursing terminologies. The International Classification of Nursing Practice covers all of the categories. You might ask why they don't merge the various systems. The answer is the same for most control terminologies, political and financial. MESH stands for Medical Subject Headings and is used by the National Library of Medicine to index the medical literature. MESH terms are used to tag medical abstracts with concept-based information. If you write an article that will be indexed by the National Library of Medicine, the authors are asked to include the appropriate MESH term. The 2009 MESH contains over 25,000 descriptors and over 160,000 entry terms, words that map to a specific MESH descriptor. The MESH thesaurus has been used to map over 5,200 biomedical journals worldwide. MESH is available for free. MESH makes retrieving the medical literature much easier, and since the terms are selected by the authors, they reflect best the content of the articles. Now, this slide shows an example of MESH terms. The MESH terms are arranged in a hierarchical structure to permit searching at the various levels. The Unified Medical Language System is a compendium of many controlled vocabularies in biomedicine and health. It is designed and maintained by the National Library of Medicine. Anyone can sign up for UMLS and have access to any and all of the contents. UMLS contains many tables supporting the various linkages among its contents. The UMLS has three knowledge sources. The first is the MetaThesaurus. It's a multi-purpose, multilingual vocabulary database that contains information about health-related concepts, including names, codes, and relationships. It is a dictionary of concepts in which different strings are linked to concepts. Two strings pointed to the same concepts are synonyms. The strings come from the different source vocabularies. Next is the semantic network. This is a set of semantic tools that provide a consistent categorization of the concepts represented in the Metathesaurus and a useful set of meaningful relationships. Major groupings include atomic, anatomic structures, biologic function, chemicals, events, organisms, physical objects, and other. The specialist lexicon is a general English lexicon that includes both commonly occurring words as well as biomedical terms. The purpose of the specialist lexicon is to support natural language processing. This lexicon contains over 20,000 entries. In summary, this table shows the main control vocabulary sets used for different categories of data. The dollar sign after one of the control vocabulary sets means there is a cost for using that vocabulary. The number of pluses in the boxes gives an indication of the amount of use of this control terminology within the U.S. Today's world maps among these control terminologies. If mapping is perfect, then why do we need both sets? If not, then mapping must be accompanied with information loss. In any case, these codes are a distance from real clinical usage. A common global master set of data elements does not exist, and until it does, true interoperability will remain a goal.